little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. All right, welcome back, Shadow Games Podcast. Unfortunately, we are one man down because Fidel is working until, well, I don't know when. He's just getting a lot of overtime. Thank God he's not salary employed, you know? Man, I don't miss those days. And I'm a bit anxious to get back home because I got my Samsung Galaxy Note 3 today and I want to keep playing with it. This thing is fast, bro. So fast. That's 3 gigs of RAM.
Nice.
3 gigs. Snapdragon 800 processor, 1080p screen. Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, we'll continue here because there are a few things to go over. I'm going to throw this out at the beginning and at the end of every podcast from now on. Extra Life is coming in 3 weeks. Mind you, 3 weeks time. So we're getting really close.
Go online, donate, and join us, please.
Yeah, please join us. This is the third year that Wayne and I are doing it. Fidel's up for his second year, I believe. It's a great cause. We're proud to be part of it, and we are definitely working on getting you guys some potential prizes. So,
yeah, we got a few things lined up.
Yeah. We got you. We got you guys. Don't worry. We're good.
A few things that you guys are going to really like.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Anyway, so what have we been playing? Well, I have been playing a lot of Valkyrie? How do you say that word, Wade? It's a Valkyrie?
Valkyrie.
Valkyrie Crusade on my phone.
You're going to ask me.
Dude, English is your first language! English is my second language! I've had this talk before, man.
I know.
Well, come on.
No, that's why I said you're going to ask me, because you always think I misspell things, or mispronounce things.
Because you mispronounce simple words!
Yeah, I do it on purpose.
Like Adam and stuff? Come on. No.
I don't want to get Adam mixed up with Prince Adam.
Ah, He-Man. I really did like that show, you know?
Yeah.
He-Man.
They need to bring it back.
They've brought it back several times, man.
Again.
I don't think they need to bring it back again. I think we're good.
Actually, aren't they working on a live-action movie?
Are they?
I believe so. I believe last I checked, they were working on a live-action movie for it.
Did you ever watch the old live-action movie?
Oh, yeah. Masters of the Universe!
Oh, God, that was horrible. Well, okay, it wasn't that bad. It was pretty funny.
It would have mixed in perfectly with Wayne's World.
Yeah, but Wayne's World was freaking retarded.
Yeah, but it was a good laugh.
It was a good laugh, oh, yeah. I don't think the second one was that good, though.
No.
Just like a lot of sequels back in the day. Remember Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah.
I thought it was a good movie.
Howard the Duck.
Ah, Howard the Duck. Anyways, we're getting incredibly nostalgic here. So, that, trying to get back into the horse of practicing Marvel's Capcom 3 and Street Fighter 4, because I realized that honestly, like, I haven't been as competitive as of late, and I think it's a big part of it why is it's kind of hard to be competitive when you're not competing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And in my current job, my new job, which, don't get me wrong, I do really, really like, that's not the type of competitive environment that I'm used to. So I think I'm probably going to make some peace of about how much that means to me or how you're supposed to have something that drives you. But that and Grand Theft Auto 5, which...
There you go.
I've played a lot of, well, maybe not this week, but a lot of, period. I think I'm close to 30 hours on that damn thing.
Nice.
Yeah, tell me about it. And I think I'm... From what I'm feeling out, I'm probably about 75% done.
Okay.
I think. Maybe more.
Not bad.
Who knows? But Grand Theft Auto Online works, but I'll get into that afterwards. And what else did I play? I played something else. No, that's it. The new Pokemon X and Y comes out tomorrow. Or maybe... No, but today, technically, when you're listening to this. I'm going to pick up one for my sister and one for me. And I might get back into that, but I don't know if I should because I already have a backlog and I already have a lot of things to do, and...
Oh, yeah.
But I'm thinking, like I said at the beginning, Extra Life. There'll be a lot of time during Extra Life, so...
Yeah, I'll probably finish Resident Evil then.
I will, you know, playing Pokemon.
I don't know. Do I really want to be playing Resident Evil in the wee hours of the morning when I'm barely conscious and barely know what's going on?
I might not. No, I might not. I might suggest that you skip that or pick a different
right?
You know, different thing. Oh yeah. One thing while I'm at it is that I got my new phone. The Valkyrie Crusade has something that I think every game should have. An ability to put your damn data on the cloud, and when you get a new phone or a new device,
have the same game.
Have the same game in there, because I have a lot of games, like the He-Man game. I think I was a level away from finishing it. Yeah, that's done.
I keep forgetting to download that.
Yeah, you should. Well, it's a dollar. It's not free. Okay. But it's an awesome game. I think it was worth it. But do I like it enough to go through the whole thing again? I don't know. But come on, do that. I think Angry Birds does that now. You just have to get an account with them.
Yeah, there's a few games that do that, but there's still a lot that don't.
Heifers, fix that. And I think that's gonna be it for me. So Wayne, by the way, when you're doing searches in an app store, I'm always wary of using dashes. You know. Yeah. It's, they might not find it. But anyways, that's it for me. Wayne, what have you been playing besides, Transformers, right?
Yes, of course. I actually didn't do any G.I. Joe this week. Just Transformers, Fragger on my phone. What was the free game this early this month for Xbox Live?
Oh, Magic.
Magic the Gathering?
That was Magic the Gathering, sorry. Heroes of Might and Magic.
Yeah, Might and Magic, right.
Which I want to buy, so I'm glad I got it for free.
I started playing a little bit of it, and I don't know.
I would not think that that's your type of game, man.
Not really. I got a little ways into the tutorial on it, and I'm like, you know what, I just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
I might try it again later on, though.
Well, of course, it's an acquired taste, and by the way, that's a port of a DS game. It's supposed to be like a 20-30 hour campaign.
Wow.
Just to let you know.
Yeah, I'll probably skip it.
I'm just like telling you right now, it's, you know.
I mean, it definitely looked nice. It had some pretty good graphics, actually, for what it was, but I don't know, I'll probably have to try it again sometime when I'm more awake to do so, but just
yeah,
really...
You need to be, yeah.
I just wanted to turn it on real quick, see what the game was like, you know, and get back to something else after that, but I really didn't have a whole lot of time to play much of anything else this week, just with a lot of work and other preparations going on, so.
Yeah, oh man, Christmas is coming, and...
Oy, don't remind me.
Yeah, you're telling me, man. Freaking buying presents for people.
That's the good part of it, I just don't have the money to do it this year.
No, receiving presents is a good part of it. Buying them, not so much.
Yeah, I'd rather give gifts than receive them, but hey.
I don't mind giving gifts, but until I run out of money.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue.
So, yeah, that always hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Now I gotta buy gifts for, you know, my girlfriend, the in-laws, and now I got...
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, well.
I won't get into more into that. I'll get depressed. That's a lot of money we have to spend. A lot.
Trying to think, there was something else I was playing too. I think I did get a little bit more Spartan Ops in, like another level maybe, but.
Aww.
Or, yeah, Spartan Assault.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's been a busy week.
Hey, it's, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's been a busy week for me too. I mean, Christmas is coming. I am really looking forward to Black Friday because I don't have to work it. Sorry, Wayne.
I have a feeling I won't be there early in the morning, but then again, maybe not. I don't know. I might be there really, really late, though, on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Day or?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro.
I know.
Oh, man.
I'm sick. I ate too much turkey.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Yeah. You know where I'm going to be on Thanksgiving? Turkey coma, probably.
Right?
Ah, yes. I finally get to enjoy that, too. Yes!
You getting a turducken this year?
don't know. Like the place I found that will allow me to get a turducken or lets me order one.
Sold out?
No, I can still order one, but the problem is that a turducken is... What's the best way of putting this? A turducken is an investment, okay?
Yeah.
And from what I read, it's made for at least 15, 20 people.
Yep.
I don't want to be around 15 to 20 people.
Leftovers, lunch, dinner for a week.
Dude, how much room do you think you would need to keep that much food?
A pretty good sized fridge.
Yeah, so... I don't know, I'm still debating it, because I did think about that. Don't think that I haven't, I did. Because I was like, man, that could work. I'm still debating. Because it sounds magically delicious. It really does.
It does sound good, I will admit.
So, that is a possibility. I'm not, you know, ruling it out, because I did say I want to, and that hasn't changed. I do want one, damn it. We'll see. Anyways, so getting into Grand Theft Auto Online, which works now. So that's pretty cool. It's basically Grand Theft Auto 5, but online. Things persist, so the money you get, you can use it to buy, you know, apartments, you can keep your cars, and all that good stuff. There's only one thing that, you know, I'm excited about what it provides, but I didn't think about one detail. You've played Grand Theft Auto, haven't you?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, see, what happens is, as soon as you are online with a bunch of other players, and they're around you, guess what they're trying to do?
Steal your money?
Yeah, they're trying to kill you, and they steal your money. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, the problem with that is that if you're driving around, or you're trying to get to a mission, or whatnot, and you keep dying, it's a little bit frustrating, you know?
Yeah.
Granted, I still haven't tried the... I forgot what it's called, but it's a mode that allows you to go in there by yourself.
Okay.
It's just very limited in what you can do.
Okay.
So I'm thinking I'm going to do that, get some money, get some body armor, and then go online for real.
You know, get yourself a little car like the Punisher would drive.
Yeah, you know, be able to survive online. But, hey, it is fun so far. I think I've only put about an hour into it.
Okay.
What the game does is that it's a lot of co-op missions, and the game will randomly partner you up with other players for these missions.
Ah.
The first mission you get is robbing a convenience store.
How interesting.
Right? So it's you and one more person. So the way it works is that one person, like, you're aiming the gun at the clerk to scare him, and then he gives you the money. And then you have to run away from the cops. And then after that, then whoever took the money gets to decide how to split it. Or not split it at all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or you could be the guy who didn't take the money, and as soon as the mission's over, you could, you know, shoot the other guy.
There you go.
So it's very interesting because, I'm sorry to say, well, you know what it is like online playing games.
Yeah.
Most people are dicks.
Yeah.
They are. I'm one of them. Like, I'm sorry. I am.
So I'm waiting to see how the Xbox One will actually really filter that out.
I know. Well, it says the game actually says that if you're a good sport, you periodically get free money.
Yeah.
I just don't understand what a good sport means. You're playing a criminal online. What's a good sport?
So is being a good sport going to be a contradiction of what your character's supposed to be, or is it going to be a good sport for based on what your character is?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I have to obviously put a lot more time into this.
Well,
so I can...
You'll have to email the developer and find out what that is so we can get that out to people.
Yeah.
If we can get a hold of them.
Right? I mean, it's Rockstar Games.
Yeah, we should really get a hold of them.
Yeah. But I'm still gonna freaking like look it up and try to find out because, man, it'll be very useful if I can be a good sport and get free money.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's still a good experience, and I'm looking forward to see how it develops. It was a bit laggy though when I went on there, and that was not my connection because my connection is solid. So the game itself is a bit laggy, but, I mean, it's growing pains. The game just came out. I mean, Grand Theft Auto Online technically just came out about 2 weeks ago. They never said that it would be a flawless transition. They did warn us about, you know, growing pains because, obviously, there's millions and millions of players.
Yeah.
So, it is, looking promising, and I mean, it's awesome to have that piece, which offers so much when you already have a campaign that is so lengthy in a game that's so big. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me wish the certain other game for cheaper. Like, if I paid 60 for this,
right?
Why am I paying like 60 for something else that'll last me like 10 hours?
Yeah. It's an understandable question. But a lot of games are good in different ways, so.
Yeah, but it's a different type of game, you know? Different type of game. But anyways, let's get into some news here real quick. you can do this. You can get started with this one. I thought that was pretty funny, though.
So, Aaron Greenberg, who is basically the Xbox boss, went on Twitter today that says, basically saying, you know, let's see, what is it said? He said, "Nice to see fans playing Xbox One before it launches. No Taco Bell required."
Oh, man.
So, obviously, that's in reference to Sony's recent promotion of Play the Future First, which requires you to go to Taco Bell to have a chance to win a PS4 that will be shipped on the 12th, 3 days ahead of launch.
Yeah.
So, instead of Sony opening up the console to gamers to play at different events like the Xbox has, basically, they're saying, you know, you can have a chance to win it. Which means if it's going to ship on the 12th, it'll probably get to them on launch day.
Yeah, right? I mean, if it ships to you on the 12th, unless they ship it to you next day, which I doubt they will, because that would just cost a crap ton, then...
Yeah, and currently Xbox One is doing an Xbox One tour. They're visiting over 75 cities around the world to demo the Xbox One and let you actually get hands-on.
There's only one thing I don't like about that. They're not coming to San Diego.
No, they're going to be in LA, though. I saw that.
But that's not San Diego!
Nope. But they were here for Comic-Con, so it's not that big a surprise.
Yeah, there we go. That must be it. Anyways. Still, I mean, if you are able to go to one of these events...
By all means, do it.
By all means, do it. I mean, if it was one here, I would. I totally would. I mean, there's no...
It's definitely worth going to these events, because Microsoft has a tendency to show off a lot of great stuff at these things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So.
Plus, you're getting to play awesome games.
Yeah, I mean, this whole, like, we're getting real close to the launch, folks. It's about PS4 launches on the 9th, right?
15th.
15th.
Yeah.
So we're 5 weeks away from PS4, 6 weeks away from...
Xbox One.
Damn.
So close.
Yeah, but speaking of technically new consoles?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Well, Steam has shown off their controller, which is very intriguing in design. I don't know, what's the best way to describe the way those pads work? It's not an actual joystick. It's really literally two pads your thumbs go into, and it's basically you move. You know, it is going to be motion based like the D pads and so forth. But it's all circular. Huh. It's a very unique kind of controller.
Interesting. Well.
And it is designed to work with old games that aren't designed to work with the controller. Because they're going to fold the old games into thinking they're playing with mouse and keyboard.
It makes sense. Like, I can see how they can trick it. You have, like, your little touch-based control from the side.
Yeah, so, I mean, dual circular trackpads, haptic feedback, the trackpads are clickable, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very unique and very nice-looking controller. They do have a video up that shows you how it plays. With games like Portal and so forth, and it's definitely interesting. I'm not quite sold on it yet, because I have to be able to play something like that to see how it works. You have a nice little screen in the middle there. the one they're showing in demo looks like it's built into four squares. I'm not quite sure how that's actually...
I know, because the... It's probably there. Just like the area where you're touching. Like, I would imagine that it kind of means...
I mean, it does have A, B, X, and Y, but they're built around the screen instead of all on the one side. They're in the middle of the controller.
Yeah.
Which kind of seems counterintuitive, but at the same time, it actually seems like it might work.
It's one of those things where it's kind of hard to really gauge it until you try it out.
Yeah.
You know, like, I really want to try it out because I'm looking forward to Valve and their Steam Box. Mm-hmm. I really am. I think it's going to be freaking awesome, to be honest with you. It's going to bring a different type of game to the living room, and of course going to force Microsoft and Sony to really up their game. They want to compete, especially with games being as cheap as they are on Steam.
I think it's really going to take a hit on things like Apple TV, though.
You know what? I think that would only work if the boxes themselves were really cheap, but I don't think they're going to be.
That's hard to say. I mean, yeah, it's really hard to say on that one. Yeah.
Because like I think like my prediction is that the cheapest one will be about $350.
I mean, as it is, I have a home theater PC I built running a Core i7 with an AMD 7850 graphics card. Nice solid machine in a small form factor to play games on the TV as well as watch movies. Mm-hmm. I just plug in an Xbox 360. I have an Xbox 360 remote or control that I play my games on, and that works fine, even with Steam. So, but we'll see how this plays out. You know, hopefully we'll get our hands on one sooner than later.
Right. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. So, a bright future ahead because we're gonna have a lot more options. I mean,
yeah.
Shoot.
The gaming industry is always changing, and there's always somebody that's going to try to steal the thunder and move into something radically different. And right now that's Steam, and Steam has the potential to do that and actually do it well.
It's true. Well, we shall see how it goes. I mean, that's going to be huge. Freaking huge. I don't know how else to put it. It's the way we look at consoles now is going to be a lot different in about a year or two.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we got next, Wayne?
The holiday 360 bundles have been revealed. So for those of you that actually want to get into an Xbox 360, because obviously they're still a very viable gaming platform, even with the Xbox One coming out, you can get a 250 gig Kinect bundle. It's going to come with Kinect Sports Season 2, Kinect Adventures, and Forza Horizon for
$400. Damn.
4GB Kinect for $300 is going to include Kinect Sports Season 2 and Kinect Adventures. A 250 standard, well, I guess that's going to be without Kinect, it's going to include Halo 4 and Tomb Raider. That's a very good bundle right there. If you haven't played those games, you don't have a 360, that's worth getting it right there.
Yeah.
The value bundles will be available at retailers worldwide. Right now in the United States, there's a special promotion where you can get $50 off each bundle the 13th of October through January 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I would say, man, the the Tomb Raider bundle, I think that one's freaking huge.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking two Class A top-rated games. I mean, Halo 4 has just been recently announced Game of the Year.
Well, they announced the Game of the Year edition.
Yeah. So, I think that's a very good option for you.
Yeah, like, I'm really looking forward to, Well, I'm actually looking forward to having all these bundles released because that means, obviously, they're going to keep supporting the 360, which means, unfortunately, I miss the days of the Super Nintendo. I miss the day of going from the PS1 to the PS2. Being able to keep all my games and continue playing them.
That was pretty sweet, I will say that.
And I think that's technically the only time when that happened, wasn't it?
Um...
Besides the portables, I mean.
No, you could do that with GameCube games on the Wii.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Didn't at one point Nintendo allow you to play, you had to get an adapter to play the Super Nintendo games on the Super Nintendo, right?
No.
Remember correctly?
Game Boy games on the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Game Boy.
I thought at one point I was able to play the Nintendo games on the Super Nintendo, but maybe I'm thinking things differently.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know.
Back in the old days, you know?
Yeah.
But, anyways, moving on. Next one. Witcher comic book has been revealed, so CD Projekt Red is going to team up with Dark Horse Comics for a new series based on the RPG. First installment is coming out on March 19th of next year. The Witcher is a very, very, very good game. The Witcher and The Witcher 2 are both very, very realistic and rated R RPGs. I was really enjoying my time with The Witcher 2. Unfortunately, I think I started playing Borderlands 2, and then I stopped playing The Witcher, finding as I didn't finish either game.
You'll get back into them eventually.
I really want to, because the story in The Witcher is really good. I mean, really, really good. The conversations, the political intrigue, the assassination you're trying to find the culprit for, it's all good stuff. But anyway, so yeah. The comic, I'm not sure if it's what part it's going after.
It's going to be a new adventure.
Okay, but they haven't really said where it is they haven't said where it technically is in the timeline.
No, it's going to be just an entirely new adventure. I mean, you're going to be playing, who is it?
I mean, it's still going to be based off Geralt of Rivia, the main character from the Witcher game.
Yeah. So, we'll have to wait and see how that plays out, but...
Yeah. They haven't said anything about timeline or anything, but it's the Witcher, and it's Geralt is a pretty badass character. He is.
It's being done by Dark Horse, which is no stranger to pulling out all the stops.
It's good, because they're going to need to with a character like Geralt and the universe like The Witcher.
Now, that's something that Dark Horse has always been willing to do. They're always willing to push the boundaries a little bit more than Marvel and DC have, just because, you know, I think it's because Marvel and DC have such a wider audience, they have to make sure they can cater to everybody.
Yep.
Dark Horse has a very unique audience, and that audience is always willing to, you know, accept, you know, the extremes, essentially.
Yep.
So
it should be interesting.
Yep.
See where that goes. This one kind of caught me by surprise, but then again, I started thinking, I don't know why, because it makes sense. Xbox One has been named a top product breakthrough in 2013 by Popular Mechanics.
Yeah.
Because, well, it has a lot of a lot of different and evolutionary technology.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the whole much more advanced Kinect, and then you have the cloud, and then you have... I'm really looking forward to trying out the whole being able to stop and continue, like, almost immediately where you left off.
Yep.
Being able to watch TV while I'm waiting, like, for an online game, and the whole split thing, like in Windows 8 and Windows 7.
Yeah. That's going to be nice.
Sorry, it's not called split, it's a...
Snap.
Snap, yeah. Being able to snap. Here's one thing that I'm hoping happens, by the way, that I think is a little. It would make sense. I would like for you to be able to snap and play a game and watch TV. Have one sound source come through headphones, the other one through the TV.
You know, that may actually end up happening.
Because in theory, I could play my game while my girlfriend watches TV.
Yep.
And because I have headphones on, I won't hear squat.
Mm-hmm.
Booyah to me. Please make that happen. All of us have to share the living room, especially with a significant other. Well, thank you. Yeah, Wayne, that's not you.
Yeah.
Okay, next one.
So owners of current-gen gaming headsets for PlayStation, if you're using a USB for their chat functions, you'll use those headsets in the PlayStation 4, just not at launch. An update will also provide compatibility for Sony's branded Pulse headsets later on as well. But they'll not work with... The Bluetooth headsets will not work.
You know what? It's...
I can understand Bluetooth is not the greatest technology for that to begin with, but it works well for basics. But if you want good sound quality, you need something better.
Yeah.
The Wi-Fi headsets do work really well.
Well, old Xbox 360 headsets will not work with the new Xbox. So, you know, growing pains like these are, unfortunately, as we keep advancing in technology, it's not always going to work.
And it's mainly, you know, the way it's going to work with a lot of these things is mainly the chat functions that are going to be the part that doesn't work. You'll probably be able to get the, you know, like on the Xbox One, you'll probably be able to use your existing Turtle Beach headsets and get the surround sound quality out of it, just not the chat. And at least not without an adapter.
Hmm.
So, we'll see how that works.
That's interesting. Well, it is, again, just like there's no backwards compatibility, it is going to happen, but I'm expecting great things, obviously, from both consoles.
Yeah.
And you got anything else, Wayne?
Yeah, we'll mention this little guy out there. It's going to be the first time this has ever happened in an actual ongoing series. It's been done in a short runs here and there, you know, four-part miniseries here, there, or whatever. But IDW is actually going to be bringing out a Transformers G.I. Joe ongoing comic book series. It's going to be an entirely different storyline than the current series that are out. This will launch in 2014. It's going to be written and drawn by Tom Scioli, who's right now doing Godland and American Barbarian. Co-writer and a veteran of Transformers, John Barber, who's currently doing, who's done Fall of Cybertron, Robots in Disguise. This is sounding like this is going to be something that's going to blow people away in terms of scale and where things are going. So,
Interesting.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's definitely an intriguing crossover. I mean, it's not as far-fetched as others.
No.
Like that damn Transformers with My Little Pony thing.
Yeah.
That one they did it just to say that they did.
Basically.
You know, Transformers, G.I. Joe, you can make a case for it.
Yeah, it's actually a good fit. They've always, you know, they've always made a good fit for those when I've done them back when Dreamwave did it, when Marvel did it. I mean, everybody's been able to do a good story along with it, but it was always done on a very limited, short run basis. This is going to be ongoing. This is going to be unique, and I think it's going to be epic. Now, if they can just come back and do that with the Transformers Marvel run like they did Avengers, that'd be net better. You know, throw in some G.I. Joe with that too.
Right.
Ooh, yeah. Speaking of that, have you caught the caught Marvel's Avengers yet?
No.
Or Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Nope, not yet.
I'm enjoying it, but I'm not really sure where it's going yet.
I mean, I'm going to start because I know it's on Hulu.
I've got them. I record them every week so I can watch them later. But
so I know I'll be able to go online and watch them.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not sure what to expect, so that's why I'm like, eh.
It's actually pretty good. I'm actually enjoying a lot of the fall lineup of shows this time around. You know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. actually is it's different, but it's enjoyable. They probably could have packed it into a half-hour show, but they're doing the hour show.
Huh.
Robin Williams is back on TV right now.
Yeah.
The Crazy Ones. That's actually... It started out a little slow for me in the first episode, but it's actually picking up steam and actually turned out to be a really funny and lighthearted show. Michael J. Fox show.
Mm.
Another one that's actually just doing incredibly well. Really enjoying that. Mm. So we got a pretty good lineup of new shows out right now.
Mm.
Of course, there's also Goldbergs, but that's kind of weird.
Which one?
The Goldbergs.
Ah.
It's kind of like a... misfit family comedy based in the, you know, in the 70s or whatever it was. It has that Wonder Years feel to it, but yet it's totally kind of like wrong.
I thought you said the like Goldberg. I'm like, what, the wrestler? Like, he's doing stuff still? Respect.
Yeah, right? Anyways, yeah. So, little stuff there. But anyways, make sure you go onto our site, check out Extra Life. We need your help.
Yes, we do. Can't do it without you. Got to make sure we raise as much money as we can for these wonderful kids. And, of course, to motivate us as we play games for 25 hours. Oh, yes. God.
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay. I think this time I'm definitely going to like try to take pictures of the decay or the decline of condition.
Ooh.
As the time passes.
Right.
Or I could record video.
Yeah.
And my phone actually can record video in 4K.
Ooh.
Now, I've only had somewhere to freaking watch it.
Right?
In 4K.
I know, right?
You know? Because my phone's a 1080p screen. I can record video in 4K, but I can't actually watch it in 4K.
Interesting.
Isn't it?
So, does that mean, you know how when you get like a 1080p signal and you watch it on a 420... 480p TV and you notice the resolution kind of squeezing down?
I'm guessing, yeah. I haven't tried it yet. But the reason why I haven't tried it is because I can only imagine how big that video would be.
Yeah.
I mean, if HD video takes up that much room, how much would 4K video take?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I need to get myself a memory card for that one.
Definitely.
I'll test it out and see how big it is. Then I'll do, I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's going to be it for this week. Again, please, please, please go on our Extra Life page. Make a donation. Help us with the fight to support these kids. Make sure, of course, you like us on Facebook. Always putting more geeky stuff on there. Pretty sure there'll be a flood of Pokemon stuff pretty soon. So, but still, go on there. We have a lot of good stuff on there and on our website.
Pokemon.
TwoShotsOfGeek.com. And make sure you keep telling all your friends about the Shadow Games podcast. Spread the word. We love you. Going to a lot of conventions still before Wayne, Fidel, and I go to CES in January.
Can't wait.
Can't wait for that. I'm so mad. I'm so looking forward to that. Anyways, keep checking back with us because we'll bring you the future 8 bits at a time. See what I did there?